This paleographic map shows this distribution of landmass about 400 million years ago. Note that Florida basement rocks encased in Gondwana are still near the South Pole, perhaps moved north to the Antarctic Circle about 2,200 kilometers. We can see North America as part of a larger continual landmass called Laurasia. In between are continental fragments called Baltica and Avalonia. Avalonia, which contained parts of Europe and North America, eventually collided with the eastern margin of North America, contributing to the long-term building of the Appalachian Mountains. These continental fragments that collided with and became sutured to other continental landmasses are called exotic terrains. They came from somewhere else. The Florida basement rocks will eventually become an exotic terrain, switching from Gondwana to Laurasia. But that won't be for another 200 million years.